This is Wilma, W-I-L-M-A, Deering, D-E-A-R-I-N-G. 10-13-55, 70, yeah. 76? 78? Oh, let me see. Darn it. Sorry, 69-year-old woman from Houston, widowed with two children that have passed away, lives with her niece. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, but she was an extensive smoker in the past. She's very short of breath at rest, very short of breath with any kind of activity. She's lost over 20 pounds in the past 3 months, has had few episodes of falls, recently was hospitalized a month ago with exacerbation of COPD and pneumonia. Patient has been is being evaluated for end of life and palliative care, period. Surgery, 2 breast surgery for lumps, but no cancer, allergy, penicillin, family history, coronary artery disease, CHF, diabetes, hypertension, COVID and flu immunizations up to date. Review of system, cough, congestion, shortness of breath, weight loss, ADL dependency, wears a diaper, bowel movement to control her bowel and bladder. She's incontinent because of severe weakness. She's short of breath all the time. She's tachycardic. She's lost weight. She has very little appetite and doing quite poorly, has severe leg pain. Period. Medications includes recent prednisone and antibiotics and inhalers. She does not have hypertension or diabetes. Period. Patient blood sugar did go up with the steroids, but now that she's on a lower dose of steroids, her blood sugars have stabilized. Blood pressure is slightly elevated today. An evaluation, most likely because of her shortness of breath. Period. She lives in a very difficult situation. Very dirty, infested house. She was also told that she has a mass in the upper thigh on the left side that needs evaluation, which could be cancerous, but she does not want to have this evaluated at this time. She just doesn't feel like going back and forth to the hospital, wants to be left alone, wants to be kept comfortable till she passes away. O2 sat's 90%. Blood pressure is 160 over 90, pulse is 102. Patient is in need of breathing treatments and oxygen at this time. Heart, tachycardic, lungs, ronchi, rouse, wheezes, abdomen, soft, neck, positive JVD, skin shows no rash or mucosa with amylase, and lower extremity shows 1 plus edema. Here we have a 69-year-old woman with end-stage COPD, extensive history of smoking, hypoxemia, tachycardia, pulmonary hypertension, corpulmonale with lower extremity edema, and JVD, period. She also has a mass in the upper left thigh, which is that she does not want any further evaluation or treatment, most likely, which could be cancerous, period. New paragraph, recent hospitalization because of pneumonia, shortness of breath, weakness, debilitation and exacerbation of COPD, period. New paragraph, patient lives with her niece. Her niece states that patient does not want to go back and forth to the hospital, wants to be kept comfortable at home, and for this reason, hospice has been asked to evaluate the patient, period. New paragraph, she does have end-stage COPD. She does meet the criteria for end-stage COPD with copulmonary hypertension along with weight loss, tachycardia, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency that was alluded to earlier, period. Patient needs blood pressure control, which will allow the medical director to order medication for and also O2 and nebulizer treatments ASAP. Discuss findings with patient at niece at the time of evaluation. Thank you. Next patient is Robert Stanford, S-T-A-N-F-O-R-D, Jr., 10-5-45. This is a 79-year-old gentleman being evaluated today for face-to-face evaluation for malignant neoplasm of prostate with bony metastasis, the severe debilitation, neuropathy, hypertensive heart disease, left-sided weakness, status post-stroke, contracture up to the upper extremity, protein, calorie, malnutrition, COPD, weight loss, osteoarthritis, along with bony metastasis of prostate cancer, gastroesophageal reflux, and history of hyperlipidemia, period. This 79-year-old gentleman used to be a construction worker, is blind in his left eye, has difficulty with movement because of his contracture, has lost weight, he's not eating as much. Her granddaughter, her daughter is his caretaker. He has cough, congestion, shortness of breath, weight loss, total ADL dependency on bile and bladder incontinency, period. Any paragraph? Medications which is used for blood pressure control includes valsartan, clonidine, and Lipitor for hyperlipidemia, along with Celebrex and Flomax for bone pain, leg pain, DJD, and BPH, period. New paragraph, patient was found to have O2 sats of 90% with a heart rate of 100, period. New paragraph, patient... weight loss is deemed to be unavoidable given his history of prostate cancer along with COPD and neuropathy and pain related to bony metastasis. Overall prognosis remains quite poor. Expected to do poorly. Has a KPS score of 40%. Most likely has less than 6 months to live given the natural progression of his disease. Thank you.